Here's something coming up that you ought to get in on. Coming up on November 1st, the Arthritis Foundation will release millions of balloons all at the same time. Now, each balloon will represent an American with arthritis, and each balloon will symbolize $1 contributed to fight this disease. Will one of those balloons be yours? Will you supply a dollar for a balloon? I hope so. You can call this number, 723-6889, and get ready for the launch coming up on November 1st. That number again is 723-6889. CSC Coastal Weather, that's a rain we had earlier this afternoon, very much needed and very welcome. Charlie Hall says keep your fingers crossed. Possibly a little more rain on the way. Lingering showers around tonight. The low's going to be about 75. A 60% chance of rain tomorrow. High 90 in North Charleston, about 85 on the beaches. Our next tide change, a low tide coming up at 8:07. CSC, it's 3:57. Looks like a two-man governor's debate in October, not three. Harv Jacobs will tell you all about that. He's next from the CSC News Center.
A deputy U.S. Agriculture Secretary told Governor Dick Riley and other southern governors more help is on the way to drought-plagued farmers. Peter Meyer spoke at the southern governor's meeting in Charlotte today. Meyer says farmers will be able to buy feed grain at greatly reduced prices, but he admits some farmers will not be able to survive financially this year's problems.
Good morning. The weekend's ready for you, so start enjoying it. Charlie Davis here with CSC Weekend Magazine, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. And we've loaded up the next hour with all kinds of things to get your morning started right. Janet Conklin has a look at some weekend events. Patrick Joyce will have sports reports live from Atlanta this morning. And John Reynolds has a showbiz scene. Our special guests this morning all have something to do with the health and well-being department. From Los Angeles, Doctors Joel and Deborah Schlein will tell us about a brand new medical guide that's helping people take care of themselves better and with something serious enough to see a doctor. Linda Schaefer with the Gerber Company tells you how to make sure your baby's getting the most nutrition. And Colonel Carl Blair talks about making wishes come true for a very special group of people. It all happens right here, right now, on CSC Weekend Magazine. And to bring you up to date on News to the Minute, here's Derek Davis.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Good morning. WCSC News.
Thank you, Derek. Derek will keep you posted on the latest news throughout the morning. By the way, this is the morning of Saturday, August 23rd, the 235th day of 1986. Only 130 days left in this year. Charlie Davis with you on CSC Weekend Magazine. By the way, there was quite a lot of excitement in Boston on this day in 1927. That's when two Italians by the names of Sacco and Vanzetti were executed for the murders of two men during a 1920 payroll robbery. This case got a lot of people stirred up because people who thought Sacco and Vanzetti should not have been convicted thought they were put to death because of their political beliefs. Sacco and Vanzetti, you see, were anarchists. On this day in 1914, Japan declared war on Germany in World War I. The great silent film star Rudolph Valentino died on this day in 1926. If you listened to CSC Radio News last week, you were the first to hear about the dismissal of a West Vaco lawsuit to stop construction of a new Cooper River Bridge. You heard about the out-of-court settlement that Charleston County will be paying to the widow of a county jail inmate. And we told you about the state ag commissioner's efforts in Washington to get more help for our farmers. When you really need to know, you can count on us.
WCSC Charleston.
1390 CSC Radio, 822. John Reynolds here with you, and more Million Dollar Music is on the way from 1960 with Harold Dorman. But what I want to tell you about is we've got another Atlanta Falcons football game, another preseason game. It's the second one for this preseason. It's coming up this Saturday night. We want you to be listening as Brad Lesser and Ken Burrell will describe all of the action when the Falcons take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Airtime will be 6:30 Saturday night right here on 1390 CSC, Charleston's Sports Center. 1390 CSC Radio, 848. More Million Dollar Music on the way from 1962. Bruce Chanel. I knew I could get it out. 1390 CSC, by the way, is a station that brings you a man who always has something interesting to say, unlike some of us. He's always got something really good for you to hear, something that you will perk your ear up for. It's Paul Harvey, News and Comment, every morning, Monday through Friday at 8:30 and middays at 12:15. And then especially be listening for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Weekday afternoons at 5:30 right here on 1390 CSC. Our CSC coastal weather looks mostly cloudy through tomorrow with a 50% chance of some thunderstorms tonight, and tonight's low around 75. Now for tomorrow, we'll have highs of 90 in North Charleston, 85 on the beaches, not bad, but we'll also have a 60% chance of thunderstorms. So for some of you, that's good news. For some of you, that's bad news, but we'll take it, I think. Charleston Harbor tide's going to be high at 1251 tonight. Right now, it's partly cloudy. We've got 83 degrees in North Charleston and 81 downtown at CSC.